Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. The following episode is a little bit different than our normal fare. Instead of having someone come over to my apartment and letting me interview them, I went to the Pitchfork Music Festival and interviewed normal people. The Pitchfork Music Festival is a wonderful music festival that happens on the west side of Chicago in Union Park for 3 days every single July. It's very economical, and it attracts a lot of people from all over the world. You'll see that the first night, I don't think I talked to anyone that's from Chicago. Some people from Poland, some people from North Dakota. Everyone was very nice, and you're not going to hear a lot from any of the bands because I didn't interview the bands. I interviewed the normal people at the fest. I interviewed workers, people that didn't have a VIP badge, etc. I enjoyed my time there, and I hope you did too if you got to go. If you didn't get to go, this might not be the best show for you. You might want to go check out the Pitchfork site to see performances and all that great stuff. This is more for... Well, I don't know who this is for. I hope you enjoy it. Between each day, I will give my little review of what happened that night or day at the festival. And if you're a music fan, please check out our other podcast, the You, Me, Them, Everybody Chicago Music Podcast, which is available on iTunes or at youmethemeverybody.com. And other than that, enjoy the podcast.
So, who are you and what are you doing right now?
Well, my name's Lisa Hillerin. Right now I'm on my way to Pitchfork, and I'm super excited to see Built to Spill tonight. So.
And you're Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa and I met because we were running up the stairs to the Green Line, and she is not from Chicago. She is originally from...
I'm originally from a small town in North Dakota, and I'm going to school in Wisconsin.
Did you think that some random guy would be asking you questions in a really crappy recorder on the L?
It's not entirely unexpected, but, you know, it wasn't what I had in mind, so, yeah.
So this is the first time you've been to Pitchfork, right?
Yes.
Okay, how old?
I'm 19.
So when this festival started, did you know about it? Because you were, what, 14 at the time?
I had no idea about it until last year, actually, so...
So how did you get involved, like, listening to this type of stuff?
My older sister was a big influence on me. She's been living in the city for almost a full year now, so she introduced me to a lot of it, and I decided to come.
Okay. Are you going alone, or are you meeting friends?
My sister will be there, but it's not really a set thing.
So. Okay. So besides Built to Spill, are you going all 3 days?
Yes, I am.
But for those of you that aren't us, this microphone isn't picking up well, so every time I give this to Lisa, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I keep asking the new question. I have to shove it in front of her face, and it's very uncomfortable, and she kind of backs up, but she's trying to be polite and talking to the microphone. So anyways, who else are you excited to see?
Well... That's complicated. I'm pretty much looking forward to the whole set. Built to Spill is my favorite band on the list, though. I'm also looking forward to the Thermals and the Flaming Lips. And, oh, there's another I don't remember.
Okay. What initially made you want to live in Chicago? Was it just because your sister's here?
Well, I've visited here a few times, and the cheaper rent really helped. I was trying to find a job, but that didn't work out too well with the economy, so I figured I'd hang out here and try and catch some music venues while I'm around.
And you're a college student, correct?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Ripon College in Wisconsin.
Would anyone know where that is?
No.
Where is it?
It's about halfway between Milwaukee and Madison.
Okay, so you're not that close to really anything.
Not particularly.
Okay. Well, what are you going to school for?
I'm a double major in English and Global Studies.
I was an English major, and I will ask you this question because you're going to get this for the rest of your life. What are you going to do with an English degree?
Hope.
Just hope, that's it? So you're a big Obama supporter just because of hope.
Well, that's kind of complicated, too. I'm actually the president of my campus's Green Party.
Oh, okay. Why are you the president of your campus's Green Party?
I love everything that is extreme left politics.
Extreme what?
Extreme left politics.
Okay, so in an ideal world, who is president and what is the agenda for, like, this week?
The agenda for this week is working on environmental cleanup, more social programs, basically just more social freedom, economic reform, more of a, like, socialist society than we have right now.
Okay, how is this accepted on campus?
On campus, no one takes this seriously.
What about you?
I don't know. I take it very seriously. It's really important to me, and I'm trying to, like, encourage other people to be a part of it, but it's only its first year, so we'll see what happens.
Where do you plan on living after college?
That's complicated. I might move back to Chicago, or I might hang out in Milwaukee. I really like Wisconsin.
So you don't want to go back to the Dakotas?
Oh, God, no. No.
What do your parents think of you not wanting to be in the Dakotas?
Well, my sister not living there really helped, but they're still kind of hoping they'll move back eventually.
What does your sister do?
My sister actually works for scholarships.com in Highland Park.
That's a nice job. It helps people out.
Yeah, she seems to like it fairly well, so she's been doing that for about a year now. She's also an English major.
So is she out of college or is she in college?
She is out of college. She just got her master's.
Good for her. How old is your older sister?
Oh, she's 25.
So, like, 6-year age difference, is that just enough time where you guys are cool and you can talk about music together, or is it you're kind of strangers that happen to have the same last name?
We get along really well. We have a fair amount of overlap in music. She tends to like more popish stuff, and I like stuff with heavier instrumentation, so...
So one of the reasons you said you moved here was to check out the other venues. So what venues, as a 19-year-old, do you enjoy?
Well, that's kind of hard. A lot of shows are 21 and up. I've been to the Subterranean a couple of times, and I really like it there. Mainly, I'm looking for cheaper indie rock to go listen to and explore.
Out of any of the bands that are coming this summer, who are you most excited to see?
Well, I'm really hoping that the band Ellipse is playing again, but otherwise I'm just trying to hang out and find some new bands, so.
And what neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Avondale.
And you were there because of your sister, I'm assuming. What do you think of Avondale?
Avondale's all right. I don't know. It's still got a ways to go before there's a lot of really awesome stuff there, but I'm really close to a couple of really good eating places, so that's fun.
Out of all the neighborhoods you could live in Chicago, which one would you choose?
That's hard. Maybe Logan Square.
So it's like the neighbor of Avondale.
Yeah, so I'm actually like a 5-minute walk away from there.
Thank you for doing this. It's very awkward and it's very windy, as anyone listening can tell, and I kind of see a green line coming. So once again, thank you to Lisa. Did I butcher? I didn't understand your last name completely.
It's Hillerend.
What nationality is Hillerend?
As far as I can tell, it's Norwegian, but it's kind of mixed, so I fell asleep during that part of the family reunion.
Well, it's wonderful that everyone has family reunions, and now Lisa will enjoy her evening watching Built to Spill. All right, I am inside the Pitchfork Music Festival. It's Friday night. Tortoise is about halfway through their first set. And I am speaking with...
John.
And John is from...
Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington, did you drive up for the fest?
Yeah, my friend did, yeah.
All right, who did you come to see?
Specifically Yellow Tango. I love Tortoise, too.
Okay, have you ever been to the fest before?
Yeah, I saw Sonic Youth.
So you were here last year for the...
2 years ago. Whatever.
2 years ago. Why did you come this year, besides the band? Because you could see these bands anywhere.
Well, I mean, I think it's special because the fans got to pick the set list, you know, and I love Chicago, you know.
Did you vote on it?
I didn't because I got it from a friend.
So. Okay. You're only here for Friday night, though.
Right.
Why only Friday night?
Well, I mean, personally, I didn't really have the money or the time or, like, for hotels and stuff, too. Like, if the lineup was, like, really, really awesome, I'd probably do it, but I didn't really, like, get into it as much as it would require, I guess, for all that money that I don't have.
Who would be some of the bands that would require all that money?
Get more people like DJ Rupture, you know, or Flaming Lips, or, you know, I like those two bands. Like, throw in, like, two more bands that I would love or something, and I would get a Sunday pass as well, and, like, made ends meet.
Do you plan on coming back next year?
Totally depends on the lineup and where I am, you know, because I'm finishing college in a month. So.
How old are you?
22.
All right, for those of you that aren't John or me, John looks like he could pass for 42 or 18, and I think that's a compliment, sir.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, good. What are you going to school for?
Where do I go, or what for?
Both.
I go to IU. I'm in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs, and I'm an environmental management major.
This is the second interview I've done, the second person in a row that works with the environment.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's kind of ironic in a weird way. Do you know about the greening that the festival's trying to do this year?
Not really.
They're trying to do... It was in the reader, which you could pick up when you come in. They're doing the carbon offsets and I think it's powered on like environmentally friendly generators and stuff like that. For someone that's involved in the environment, does this have any factor whatsoever to come to a festival?
I think it's really awesome. I encourage it for sure, you know? Like, if I go to a festival and it's just like, you know, a horrible, like, it just seems like a horrible waste of time and energy, you know, I'm not going to be a big fan. I probably wouldn't come back.
Okay. What other festivals do you usually attend?
I went to Bonnaroo this year. Actually, I went down to Forecastle, not for the bands, but I was helping with a nonprofit organization I'm working with, Indiana Forest Alliance.
What is this?
Indiana Forest Alliance?
What does Indiana Forest Alliance do?
Well, I mean, it's kind of just like trying to protect the backcountry, kind of fight Mitch Daniels, the jerk governor.
So Mitch Daniels is a jerk governor. That's what people should know.
Maybe that should be off the record, because I don't, like, speak for the organization. But, yeah, I'd say so.
From your personal point of view, Mitch Daniels, total asshole, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's fine. Do you see yourself moving here after college?
I don't like Chicago. Like, I love Chicago to visit, but, okay, like, environmentally especially, like, this is not the place for me. But the thing is, like, there are a lot of opportunities here because they're so bad at it, you know? But I'd rather focus maybe like Kentucky or Southern Indiana, or go to like Tennessee or something like that. I'm thinking about the West Coast, but I've heard that like there's so many people who go there for that purpose, like you're pretty replaceable in that sense.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, when you say the West Coast, do you mean like the Redwoods or do you mean like LA?
Not LA. Okay. But like Oregon, Washington, or like Northern California probably.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis.
Okay.
Yeah.
So IU was a basic, it made sense.
It was the only place I applied to. So.
Smart man. If there's anything that people should know about the organization, what should they do? Or is there a website to go to?
Just Google it. You'd find it, yeah.
Okay, so Indiana
Forest Alliance. But yeah, it's pretty cool because this summer, and I'm going to keep doing it, I've been booking some benefit shows, just like some really cool local bands. Like, I had a show last night with two bands, or at least one band who's on Secretly Canadian from Bloomington, Norman Oak. And in September, early September, AU, a Portland band who are awesome, they're stopping by for one of those too. So I think it's really fun and awesome to, because I love like arts and music and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool to kind of combine the two, you know?
Of course. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm at the Pitchfork Music Fest. Lola Tango just started, and I'm with Tyler, who is currently working for Nintendo DS Guru.
Hi.
There you go. What the hell is Guru?
Guru, I guess it stands for, I don't know, just being awesome at knowing what the Nintendo DSi is and what it does.
Do you have a Nintendo DSi?
I currently do not have a Nintendo DSi.
How did you get this gig?
It's set up through Nintendo and a couple like marketing type promotional jobs, signing up online and such like that. Not too hard.
All right. Did you pick this one specifically so you can come to the festival, or is just what they gave you?
They invited me to this event, and I mean, it's pretty cool since like the last one I worked at was Rothbury, and I definitely wanted to see some artists that were performing there. So basically, they just sent me an invite and accepted. It's like cool.
How old are you, Tyler?
I'm 18.
You're 18 years old. So 5 years ago when this festival started, you probably didn't know what it was.
I had no idea what it was.
Where do you live, Tyler?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
So you're just here for the weekend?
Yes.
So your entire summer you travel around the U.S. promoting stuff?
No. Actually, the marketing company that hired me, they do like, they hire people from the area, or just to kind of, it's like a temporary staffing type thing. Like, there's the tour managers who are, they drive the bus around the whole U.S., and then there's the staffing who has the people come out and does a job like I do. But I know these people, worked with them an event before, so got in pretty well.
There you go. What other festivals do you plan on working this summer?
This summer, I could go to the 10,000 Great Lakes Festival, but I have something going on. So other than that, I'm going to the Ohio State Fair next, and I'm not sure after that. Hopefully something good.
How is a state fair versus a music festival?
State fair versus music festival. State fair, you got a lot of families going around, and you just have people checking out that probably live in the area. Just have a good time and stuff. First music festival where, I don't know, there's a lot of people who just want to see who's playing and to check out, you know, what it is for a minute. So it just depends on what you're promoting and such.
Do you like your job?
Yes.
I do. What do you want to do? I mean, you're 18. Are you in school right now?
I recently graduated from Granville High School, and I plan on probably going to Grand Rapids Community College, doing these jobs as a summer job for now. I'm going to be probably volunteering and donating most of my time to helping other people. I'm going to possibly join the Peace Corps in a few years, because that's what I would really like to do.
Where do you want the Peace Corps to send you? In an ideal world, where are you going to go?
Where the ideal place, probably Jamaica.
Why Jamaica?
It's hot, it's nice, and probably be a fun time down there.
Have you been to Chicago before?
Yes.
How do you like it thus far?
Chicago is pretty cool. Surrounding areas, my friend Chris, who is currently working the same job as me as a model, and promotional model, and staying at his house. But downtown Chicago is really cool.
All right. Is there any bands you want to see, or are you just here to promote? Can you see anybody?
Probably during this, I'll be working the whole time. Festival's over early, since it's not like a camping type thing. But I guess Flaming Lips are pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't checked out all the artists that are going to be here, but I would probably come here if I was in the area.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of metal and electronic music, a lot of dubstep, anything that's just kind of fun, has a beat, you know, stuff like that.
Thanks for your time, Tyler. So I'm standing here with Brian, and the Jesus Lizard are about to play. And did you come to see the Jesus Lizard?
Specifically for Tortoise and the Jesus Lizard.
Okay. Are you from Chicago?
Lived here for 8 years. Now I live in Louisville.
So did you come up just for the festival?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done this trip before? To come specifically to come from a far away place to see a show?
No.
Have you ever been in the Pitchfork Festival before?
No. First time.
Okay. Have you seen the Jesus Lizard before?
Yes.
Did you vote online for what they would play?
I did not.
What do you hope they play?
Mouth Breather.
What are the odds, you think?
Depending on other people's taste, I'd say pretty good.
Did you come here alone, with friends, family?
Family.
Okay. What do they think of this?
It was basically their idea to make the trip, the kids.
Did you drive?
Yeah.
You drove with kids?
Yeah.
Are the kids here?
Kids are here.
Do you think your kids will end up liking the Jesus Lizard, or they rebel and like no music and become accountants?
They already do like the Jesus Lizard.
Really? How old are your kids?
18, 16, and 12.
Do they play music?
The 12-year-old plays the drums.
And you're cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think most parents are like you?
Not from what I've seen.
Brian, I would like to say I wish I had you as a father. It's quite a nice thing.
I wish I had you as a son.
Oh, thank you. I think we'll end on that. It is about halfway through the Jesus Lizard set, and I am standing in front of the Busy Beaver booth with Simon, and Simon works as part of...
Action Booth.
An action booth is what?
It's photo service that does... Hold on.
Well, okay, the service is... we have to move, I think. The service is... Oh, for example, my girlfriend and I just stood in front of the action booth thing. They took our photo, and now we are on a button.
That's right. Or you can get a just photo taken and download it online.
It's wonderful. So how did you start working for Action Booth?
Joe, who is our founder.
Okay.
I'm his friend, so he's kind of set this up, and we started out as a friend, just doing it for friends, and then eventually it just became a business where people were interested in getting their pictures taken.
It's a neat idea. I mean, for the people that don't have a lot of money but want a keepsake, you might say, it's an ideal situation.
Yeah, it's great because, you know, we're taking the pictures for free, so you can just go online and download the pictures. And
where's the company based out of?
Chicago.
Okay, are you from Chicago?
Not originally, but...
Your accent is very unique. I can't pinpoint it.
Poland.
You're from Poland?
Yep.
When did you move... I'm assuming you don't live in Poland now.
No. I moved here when I was 10. So.
Okay, so how old are you now?
24.
So you've been here for 14 years. Do you miss Poland?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, what's the one thing about Poland that you miss the most?
I guess Chicago is more compact. You know, a lot more... Well, there's a lot more going on here, but there's a lot more freedom in Poland. They're just, you know, not so much strict.
When you say freedom, give me some specific examples.
Partying wise.
So you could drink everywhere, kind of thing.
Yeah, Dad. Plus, you know, cops aren't on your ass the whole time. And
have you had any problems with the police here?
Sometimes.
Okay. No nights in the slammer or anything.
No, I mean, not that the cops are bad here, but you know.
No, we're not bashing anyone here. Yeah. So, did you know that you were going to be working this festival, or did you just work all of them?
Yeah, we actually knew that we were going to come out here. So,
do you like going to things like like this, or do you like... What other events do you work, I should ask?
Mostly just clubs. Yeah, stuff like that.
This is far from a club.
Yeah, it is.
what do you prefer? Something like this where it's a music festival over 3 days, or a club?
This is great. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. A lot of people here. Music's awesome. So.
What kind of music do you like?
That's a good question. I'm all over the place, from indie to trance. So.
Some more dance stuff.
Trance, dance, not really. But
electronic, you might say.
Yeah, electronic's pretty good.
Is there anyone over the next 3 days that you want to see here?
Just Jesus Blizzard today, actually, so.
All right, I will leave you alone. Thanks for doing this, and good luck with the whole booth event.
Awesome. Where can I hear this?
YouMeThemEverybody.com. It is about halfway through the Built to Spill set, last set of the night. It's a Friday night, and I'm standing here with Casey.
Hi.
There you go. Casey has been spending her entire evening working in the Goose Island food tent. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you closed early because?
We ran out of food.
You ran out of food. For those of you that weren't here tonight, that was the longest line out of any of the beer lines, merchandise lines, whatever. How long have you been working with this festival?
This evening?
Sure.
We started at 4 o'clock this evening.
That's not that bad. And by 9 o'clock you were done?
Yes, done.
Okay, what did you do for the festival? I mean, what did you do tonight?
I served up everybody's food, took orders, and gave it to them.
How did you enjoy it? Or did you enjoy it, I should say?
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the people.
Did you have any breaks?
No.
Okay. Have you ever worked a festival like this before?
I have.
Which festivals?
I worked this last year and Lollapalooza last year.
What's better in terms of customer service? Is it easier to work Pitchfork or is it easier to work Lollapalooza?
Friday night at Pitchfork is pretty intense because they're the only food people here. But other than that, it's probably about the same. Saturday and Sunday's about the same.
Do you get to see any bands at either festival?
I get a break on Saturday and Sunday, so I get to see some bands.
Do you get to pick what bands you see, or is this is your time and this is who you see?
This is who I see. That's who's there, and that's who I watch.
Is this your day job, or is this just like a weekend thing?
It's a weekend thing.
What's your day job?
I actually work at another restaurant.
What restaurant do you work at?
Weber Grill.
What do you do at Weber Grill?
I bartend and a cocktail.
Weber Grill, for those of you that know, is a very nice restaurant off of the Grand Stop on the Red Line.
I believe it's at State Street.
I'm sorry.
I think it's at State Street. I work on the one in Schaumburg.
Oh, okay. How is you live in Schaumburg?
I live in Schaumburg.
How is living in Schaumburg?
It's good.
Did you grow up in Schaumburg?
Grew up there. I lived there my entire life.
No desire to move the city?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. I love coming to the city, but it's just, I've always lived in Schaumburg. I don't know.
And you have no desire to move out of Schaumburg?
One day, I'd love to go somewhere besides Illinois.
Where do you want to go?
Somewhere warmer, Arizona, California.
Why?
My husband's family lives in Arizona.
So just warmer climate's a plus, and yeah. The husband living there is also a reason to go.
Yeah.
How long do you want to stay at Weber Grill?
I've been there for 6 years now, so I don't know. We'll see how long.
Do you plan on working more of these festivals, or is it any fun, actually?
They're fun working them. I really enjoy the people and just being outside and the environment.
Would you have gone to these festivals if you weren't working at them?
Lollapalooza, I never knew Pitchfork existed until I worked it.
What music do you listen to? You don't have to lie.
A lot of anything, really, just not country.
Not country. Okay, what do you have an iPod?
I don't.
Okay, so radio?
I listen to a lot of Bob Marley, Little Doors.
Okay, so more the classic rock, yeah. to the hippie-ish, I should say.
Yeah.
Do you like any of the people performing here?
I don't know who's performing.
Friday night of the Pitchfork Music Festival was the Write the Night portion. Write the Night meant that all the people that had tickets that bought them in advance online could have voted for the set list for the bands. I didn't do that. I didn't really care. It's nothing against the bands. I enjoyed everyone that played. Just didn't really have a care in the world of what they played. Tortoise, for example, is a band that I feel like I've seen 100 times, and I never really want to see them, but every time I do see them, I'm kind of glad I saw them, and they fit the night really well. They were the perfect opener. It was an overcast Friday night, kind of drizzly, really cold for a July evening. you couldn't get a better soundtrack than Tortoise. Yola Tango, a band that I consistently ignore, and they were really good live, and I'm glad I didn't ignore them. Jesus Lizard is exactly what I wanted the Jesus Lizard to be. David Yao took his shirt off for a little bit. David Yao spat everywhere. David Yao yelled at himself and yelled at everybody. And it's the Chicago version of Iggy Pop, and I highly recommend seeing them when they stop at the Metro this Thanksgiving season. Built to Spill? Not the best live act. I love their records, and besides Going Against Their Mind, there really wasn't a standout track that night. The problem with Built to Spill is he's a guitar virtuoso, and he doesn't really seem to care that much live, per se. But if you're into guitar solos, you're really going to dig it, and if you're not, it's just eh. So, overall, a really, really nice Friday night, and without further ado, let's get to Saturday.
All right, it is Saturday, about 4 p.m., a Pitchfork Music Festival, and I am standing here with Paula, Aaron, and Mike, two new friends and one old friend, and we're standing near the tennis courts, which is pretty much the furthest place from all music possible, and we're under a very nice tree, and it's a very nice day out, and these three fine people are drinking beer. So I'm going to start with Aaron here. Why are you here?
A guy I work with gave me free tickets.
If you had to pay for this festival, would you have come?
Absolutely not.
Are you going to come tomorrow?
No.
So you just have a ticket for today?
Yes.
And was there anyone you wanted to see?
Fucked Up.
Did you enjoy Fucked Up?
Yes-ish.
Have you seen them before?
No, I've never seen them before, and most of the stuff that I like by them is from their older repertoire, which I did. The only song that they played from that was their last song, and I was unfortunately in line for the bathroom when that happened. Very sad.
Are you going to stay the rest of the day?
Yeah, it'll be a fun cultural experiment, because I don't know any of the bands, I don't know any of these people, and it's going to be like fun people watching, and maybe I'll see something I like.
All right, now we're going to go to Paula here. Paula has a VIP pass. Paula, how did you obtain your VIP pass?
A guy I work with got me a VIP pass. I wanted to see, I heard of the Antlers before, and apparently I knew their music, and I listened to them live. I recognized a couple of the songs. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really good. I would pay to see them. I'm glad I came. I'm coming tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. I want to see the Flaming Lips, a couple other bands tomorrow that I'm sort of familiar with, but I don't know all their work, but I'm glad I'm here. It's a good time.
Have you come to the fest before?
I have. I was here about 2 years ago. I didn't come last year because the weather was bad. Okay. But I was here 2 years ago, and it was around 90-plus degrees. It was kind of horrible, but it's a lot better this year. So.
Would you have come to this if you had to pay?
Yes, I would.
That's a very good sign, and you're still here.
Yes, I am.
And you're enjoying yourself.
I am. And just it sold out by the time I got around to it, so I'm glad I got in.
Do you go to Lollapalooza usually?
No, but I want to. It's just it's so expensive.
So this year you're not going to Lollapalooza simply due to price?
I kind of really want to go, though. I might consider, you know, giving it up and paying for it, because, you know, Depeche Mode is there, and there's a couple other bands I really want to see, so definitely.
Do you like seeing bands in this setting? When I say this setting, I mean an outdoor setting where there's a lot of people that aren't there to see that band.
You know what? A lot of people are like, I don't like going to outdoor festivals. I love going to outdoor festivals. I think there's, you know, yeah, the sound isn't as good as indoor, and it's not as small, but there's a good plus to it. I mean, I really like the atmosphere.
Thank you so much for doing this. Now we're going to go to Mike. Mike is didn't want to talk, so we're going to talk specifically to Mike now, and we're going to drill him for information. Mike, why are you here?
I came with Paula.
You came with Paula. So did you pay for a ticket?
I paid $40 from a ticket from a friend who was trying to let one go.
That is not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Are you here to see anybody today?
I like the artist known as Doom nowadays, I guess.
Do you think he'll actually show up?
I don't know.
Have you heard about the Doom? Okay. Besides Doom, is there anyone else you want to see today?
I like the National, you know, the headliner.
All right. Are you having a decent time?
Well, I've only been here for an hour, so I'm just going to see how it goes.
Is me shoving this microphone in your face making you feel uncomfortable?
You know, I am also a member of the media, and I owned a similar digital recorder, so I'm familiar with this site.
What media are you from?
Thomson Reuters.
Are you from? You write for Reuters?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you usually cover for Reuters? Keep in mind that we don't have your last name, so you can't get in trouble.
Right. Corn, soybeans, cows, and pigs.
So you work in the trading?
Yes.
You write about trades?
Mm-hmm.
You are the best interview I've ever had.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. It is 5:45 on Saturday evening, and Yaysayer is playing, and it just started raining quite hard, and I am with Kevin from Chicagoist.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Why are you here?
You know, we come to Pitchfork every year.
When you say we, who's we?
Me and my girlfriend.
Okay, so are you covering this, or are you here to enjoy it?
I used to cover it. I'm not really on the arts and entertainment beat for the site, so we've changed how we do our coverage over the past couple years, so I'm just here as a bystander.
So you paid to get in?
I did.
Are you enjoying yourself thus far?
Immensely.
Are you here all 3 days or just one day?
We got the 3-day pass.
You bought them early, right?
We did. We got them in March.
Did you know? And that was before the lineup was announced.
I think so.
So you bought it just on past experiences, not knowing who's going to play.
Right. Well, Friday night's usually the nostalgia night. And so that's generally, it's an older crowd. It's a little more chill. It's not as crowded. And then, I don't know, Saturdays and Sundays, the bands are pretty good. And it's bands I'm either just getting to know or have heard about and want to get to know better. So it's a good opportunity.
Do you like seeing bands in this setting or a club setting?
No, I like coming here. I think it's cool to be in a city park and kind of be around. To be around what I think of as like the new Chicago, which is the people that have come back into the city and have made the city their own.
Okay. How long have you been in the city?
Well, I grew up here, so okay. Off and on. I moved to the north side in 03.
Okay. Would you plan on coming back next year?
I don't know. I'm actually having that debate because we used to go to Lollapalooza, and we're gonna go hang out on Columbus Drive this year and listen to Tool, but we're not gonna get tickets.
Why not?
Well, it's expensive. Dude, there were like 70,000 people last year. It was super crowded, so it wasn't that much fun.
What do you tend to enjoy more, Lollapalooza or Pitchfork?
You know, the thing about Lollapalooza, I think, is that they're bands that have been around for like 15, 20 years, so it's totally a flashback to high school and college. So you walk around and you're like, oh, dude, this... You see the lineup and you're like, dude, this band's here and that band's there. Depeche Mode, Tool, oh my God. And like the big name acts, like we saw... I don't know if you went last year, but we saw Kanye. And I went last year to Lollapalooza for Radiohead, super excited, and I didn't think their set was that good. And then we saw Kanye on Sunday night. I'm a big Kanye fan, but I didn't think he was going to be that good, and he blew it away. So I don't know, Pitchfork, I think, is a little more intimate. I think the bands are a little more lively when it comes to a live show. It's more of a connection with the crowd.
Do you feel that connection at all, even in a crowd of 15,000?
Yeah, I mean, last night, you know, I felt like Yola Tango really connected. And I thought the Jesus Lizard, and I was never like a big Jesus Lizard fan, but I thought they really connected with the crowd. Their fans are like diehard. So, and I thought Built to Spill was only okay.
Do you read Pitchfork regularly?
I don't. I go and look up their reviews when they're... If I hear something, like I listen to WOXY, WOXY, and KCRW. Those are like the two internet radio stations I really listen to. And so if I catch something off their playlist that like I'm interested in, I'll like read the Pitchfork review before I go buy the album.
Where do you buy records?
Well, Reckless, downtown and in Wicker Park, and Permanent Records.
So do you ever just download illegally?
I have. I tend to do it, like I'll pull an album off LimeWire if I want to check it out if I'm not sure. But if I like the album, I'll go and buy it.
I am not at the Pitchfork Music Fest. It is about 12:30 in the evening, and I am at a barbecue, and I am talking to Eric, who was at the Pitchfork Music Fest.
It was great.
Okay, did you know you were going the entire time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did you have a VIP pass on your wrist? How did you become a VIP?
Through my roommate, who is a friend of a friend who is in the Maishi, who's playing tomorrow.
Okay, so a friend of yours is playing the festival.
Yeah.
Are you going to see that band?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you excited to see tomorrow? Tomorrow being Sunday.
Tomorrow, the Maishi, Frau Monk. Is that how you say it? I'm not sure.
How drunk are you right now?
Pretty drunk. I've been getting free beer all night, so.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being dead?
At least a 5.
You're a 5 right now. Who did you enjoy today?
Doom was good. Matt and Kim.
Did you go on Friday?
Yes.
Who did you enjoy on Friday.
Bill.
Do you usually go to Lollapalooza?
I went last year.
Do you plan on going this year?
No.
Why not?
All the bands that I want to see are all playing at the same time.
Okay. Do you prefer seeing bands in an intimate setting, like a club, or do you prefer an outdoor festival?
In a club.
Why?
In more intimate.
But what
sound?
But what could a Pitchfork festival do to make the sound better?
I don't know that they could.
If you weren't going for free, would you have gone?
Yes, for sure.
Do you plan on going next year?
Probably.
What's the best part of the festival?
The bands. And the people.
What's the worst part of the festival?
Waiting in line for the bathroom.
All right, thank you. Alright, it's about 1 a.m. and I am at the same barbecue and I'm here with Jeremy, who's been on this show before. Thank you for talking with me, Jeremy. You went to the Pitchfork Fest today, correct?
I did.
Are you going tomorrow or did you go on Friday?
I am going tomorrow, but I did not go on Friday.
Why didn't you go on Friday?
The only tickets that were left when I had purchased them were the Saturday Sunday tickets, and I could have gone on Friday, but I wasn't as impressed. Like, it wasn't something that I'd have to go out and go to, you know.
Who did you want to see today?
Yesir.
Who do you want to see tomorrow?
Grizzly Bear.
How was Yesir, in your opinion?
Yesir was really good. Not as good live as I liked them on the album, but I'm really glad that I saw them.
Have you seen them before?
I have not, no.
Do you plan on seeing them in a different venue?
I would see them in another venue.
So they didn't disappoint enough to not see them?
Right, totally. But all right. I would not have paid $60 or whatever just to see them, but it was good. But I also saw Dr. MF Doom, which is also very, very good. So that was another big thing that I saw.
Did anyone surprise you in how good or bad they were?
MF Doom was amazing. I would say that Yesir surprised me, and I was less than impressed with them live. Their album was really good, but live I wasn't as impressed.
Okay. Have you gone to the Pitchfork Fest before?
Nope, never.
Do you plan on going next year now that you've been?
Absolutely.
Is it better or worse than what you thought?
Better.
What did you think it would be like?
A lot of unicorn tamers prancing around.
You said uniform tamers?
Unicorn tamers.
Unicorn tamers. What is a unicorn tamer?
A unicorn tamer is the quintessential hipster. Like, tight pants. They wear, like, long flowing sweaters and, like, giant neon. Like, when you think, like, what would a unicorn tamer look like? That guy. Like,
okay, that's
hipster. Like, you know.
You realize this is an audio podcast.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. You're a musician, correct?
I am.
Okay. When you go to a festival like this, does it make you want to play more? Does it make you want to...
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I'm asking you this question.
When I see those people play, I can see how into that they am. Just the fact they're at Pitchfork. Or, like, playing in front of people. That's what it's all about. Like, people that are really into what they're listening to, like, I want to be a part of that. On their, you know, on the giving end.
Who was really into it today?
There was a million, you know, 1,000 people were into it today.
Okay. When you say...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone, like, they're playing and everyone's all, like, dancing and into it, and like, oh my God, I love these guys. Like,
do you think that you're going to try to get on a festival like this after attending one?
I would love to. Yeah, absolutely.
If there's any festival that your band could, what's your band?
The Ragtones.
If the Ragtones could play any festival, Lollapalooza, Pitchfork, Bonnaroo, Coachella, what would you want to play?
I would love to play Pitchfork. I would love to play Coachella. I would love to.
So just you would want to play
anywhere that I want to play. Yeah, absolutely. Like, we love to play, and we're, you know.
Do you think you're going to take anything from this weekend and use it musically?
Absolutely.
What?
Personally, myself.
How personally?
The motivation of being of trying to get shows and trying to get, you know, get recognized, because this is a hard thing. There's a lot of bands out there that are recognized by a certain amount of people, and they keep fucking trooping and they keep doing it, but their shit doesn't grow, you know? Like that, I mean, Pitchfork is sort of an example of that whole thing where, yeah, it can. There's a chance there, and it brings it to a level where you actually can achieve it. You know, if you're an indie band or if you're someone that is just playing to play and you have a certain fan base, you know.
Would you want to stay an indie band?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Of course. Like, I'm not, you know, no one is here to get signed and famous and, you know,
I think because
I enjoy music. Like,
but the bands that you play with, do you think a lot of them are trying to get signed and be famous?
No.
Really?
I would not be in a band that's trying to get
signed. No, not your band.
but bands that you share a bill with.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's certain, you know, like, you know, there's certain bands that are very much that sort of way, you know, but that's fine. That's good for them. Like, it's all about goals. What is their motivation for playing? Like, some people's motivation for playing is to get rich and famous. Some motivations for people that are playing is to get laid. Like, some motivation is for people just to, like, fucking let their music be heard. Like, everyone has a different reason to play.
What's your motivation?
My motivation is because I love the feeling that I get when someone tells me that I'm really good at playing.
So validation.
Validation, very much so. Like, I'm just like, people are like, oh my god, you're so good. I'm like, thank you. Like, this makes me feel really good. I'm like, oh my god, that's really cool that you said that, you know.
Why? What do you think the motivation for the majority of the bands on the Pitchfork lineup are?
Oh, it's that varies so much. I mean, you know.
Well, let's go with Yesair. What do you think Yesair's motivation is?
Seeing them live, I would probably say that their motivation is that they know that people enjoy them and they love playing in front of people. They love the attention. You know, they love the gratification. Like what I was saying. Like, they're just like, here I am. I'm playing. Woo! It's good music. I'm having fun, and people like me. Like, you know. I don't know.
I'd like to thank everybody that talked to me on Saturday. Saturday was the first of 2 days of the Pitchfork Music Festival that lasted upwards of 9 hours. I began the day watching the live feed from Pitchfork's website, and it was nice. They did a good quality job, but it really didn't recreate the concert experience. I don't think anything could, so if you couldn't make it, it's worth checking out. But some of the bands that got rave reviews at the fest, watching it live, it didn't really translate for some reason. The first band that I checked out on Saturday that I had no idea about that really won me over were Bowerbirds. They played on a side stage. It's a really unique setup. They have a woman playing accordion, a man playing a classical guitar, someone playing stand-up bass, and a drummer using brushes. Really subtle, great, quiet music that really didn't fit the setting because a lot of people were talking, but that's not their fault, so I would definitely check out Bowerbirds. Matt and Kim. After seeing Matt and Kim for like the third time, it's hard to ignore their infectious fun, so Matt and Kim was definitely a highlight. Two acts that kind of were underwhelming was Doom, who clearly played to a click track, and Beirut. Just two acts that I really wanted to love, that I love both of the records, just it didn't really do anything for me. My most interesting day on a part of Saturday was talking to the Scalpers outside of the festival. When I tried to interview them on tape, they weren't so keen to it, and they kept asking me if I was a lawyer. I said no. They asked if I was police. I said no, and they still don't want to talk. Anyways, I wrote some notes. They usually come in early and buy the tickets for $5 to $10 and sell them from roughly $30 to $40. The citations that they receive at festivals like this are $65. So it's really worth it if you sell like four tickets. They're usually not issued anywhere but Wrigley Field and the United Center. And there they get them all the time. What else? Since the fest is easy to work, it's really easy to make a lot of money on it. The gates at Pitchfork are different than the gates at Lollapalooza because it's a smaller festival and you could walk from one end to the other within 10 minutes. And you have roughly two places where people are going to enter. The majority of them are coming from the Ashland and Lake Street entrance right off the Green Line. So the Scalpers just hang out there all day. And they make their money, and they're usually gone by 7 p.m. It's a really great racket, and they're really nice, except if you're trying to sell. It's one of the worst experiences ever. And now let's see what Sunday was like.
It is Sunday. It's about 1:30, and Mike Pritchard and I, a friend of the show, are currently walking to the final day of the Pitchfork Music Festival. Mike, why are we going to this festival so early?
Well, there's just a lot of great music. Particularly wanted to see Frightened Rabbit this morning.
Have you seen Frightened Rabbit?
I guess.
Have you seen Frightened Rabbit before?
I have not, and because they're not from this country, they don't play here very often, so it's something to go check out.
Besides them, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Oh, man. There's a lot of good bands. I want to see Blitz and Trapper right after that. I want to see... Maybe the highlight will be Grizzly Bear, as well as the Lips. I love the Thermals.
Hey, why is everyone telling me to see Grizzly Bear? I've seen Grizzly Bear. I wasn't that impressed. What about Grizzly Bear really does it for you?
It's the shimmering little melodies. The voice. It's just the vocal parts are just so cool and interesting. It's like the Beach Boys times 10.
I think Shimmering Little Melody should be an album. You've gone to this every year, correct?
Pretty much, yeah. I think It might have been 1 year, about 4 years ago I didn't go or something. But I.
What's the best part of the Pitchfork Fest?
Oh, man. Maybe the beer. Goose Island IPA.
Okay, what's the worst part about the fest?
Having to wait in line to pee.
All right. Have you been to Lollapalooza?
Yes.
How do the two compare?
Pitchfork is for people who take a more active interest in music and listening to new things. Lollapalooza is mostly ginormous bands that you've already heard and people have seen, and it's more established stuff.
Do you, you're a musician, correct?
Yes.
Okay. As a musician, do you view festivals like this differently or no?
Different, you mean, than somebody who's a non-musician?
Yeah, I mean, okay, you've been playing more since... the first fest you went to, you've been playing a lot more gigs than now. You've played a lot more, and you've added them up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. So has the festival in your eyes or ears changed at all?
It's still pretty similar to where it was, I mean, for the most part. They have a pretty good mixture of bands, although I would like to have seen a little more diversity in this year's lineup. Like, they did have a couple of hip-hop bands this year, but the last couple of years they've always had, like, a metal band or two, and I kind of wanted to see something like that, because a lot of times it's not a band I would go see normally at a show, at a club, so...
So when you come to the Pitchfork Fest, do you want to see bands that you've never heard of?
Yeah. That's actually, you know, I think the first time I saw Grizzly Bear was here like 4 years ago. It was like they played in early afternoon, and I'd heard the record, was like not completely sold on it. I was just kind of, okay, this is okay.
And you stuck through and followed the band.
Yeah. And when once I saw them live, I was like really impressed, so... It kind of changed. It went back and listened to the record, and then I was like, you know what, this is actually really good. I kind of opened my eyes to them.
Do you prefer bands in this setting or a club setting?
Club setting, if you know.
What if you've never heard the band?
Like a Shubas-ish
place. What if you've never heard the band? Would you stick around at a Shubas? We're here, you'll stick around.
Yeah, here I'm more likely to stick around, because I mean, if you look at the list of bands and there's, you know, one or two playing at the same time, I mean... You're going to want to see some music while you're here, so you might as well check it out if you don't know what it is. And even if at first you're kind of having a hard time listening to it, you might as well stick it out. You're hanging out in a field. There's good people watching and beer. And
have you checked out Flatstock or the record fair or the art fair or any of that?
A little bit. And a friend of ours has she's a designer, so she has dress. She's selling dresses.
Oh, who's your friend?
Leslie Timp.
Leslie Temp?
Yeah, Timp. T-I-M-P-E.
Does she have something we could plug?
Yes, squashedbyles.com. S-Q-U-A-S-H-T by Les, L-E-S .com.
She made her URL incredibly difficult to follow.
Yeah, it's tough. If you just try to do a search online, and but she's got great dresses.
All right, there you go.
I wear them all the time.
That's very nice. One final question. If you weren't living in Chicago, because Mike and I walked here, six-block walk, would you have come to this festival if you were still in Indiana or you were in, say, Texas?
Yes.
Why?
Because there isn't in my knowledge anyway, there aren't that many festivals with this many good sort of more indie bands. There's a lot of hippie music festivals like throughout the country that are huge, but they have like the Grateful Dead and they have all these bands that have been around forever still, and there aren't really that many festivals that do this.
Alright, I lied, a few more questions. Do you think you're going to come back next year?
Yes.
Do you see yourself not coming to this one day?
No, as far as I can tell.
It is 3:45 at the Pitchfork Music Festival on Sunday, and I am here with
It's Jamile.
Jamile.
It's like, okay, Milo with a jar in front of it.
Mile jars, but reverse.
Yeah.
Okay, he is the press agent, correct?
Hey, sure.
He works PR, he's working with the Vivian Girls. Where are you from?
I live in LA.
Do you come to most Chicago events when it's a festival like this?
This is my first time in Chicago.
This is the first time ever in Chicago?
Yeah.
Are you here to see anybody, or are you working the entire time?
I'm working, but also here to see some people. Actually, I haven't seen anybody today, but I plan on it.
Who do you want to see?
Today, Grizzly Bear. I've never seen him before.
Why do you want to see Grizzly Bear?
Because I think they're a great band.
Why are you in PR?
Because I'm a musician and I'm kind of crafty.
What band are you in?
I'm in a band called Charts and Maps.
Charts and Maps. Are Charts and Maps doing anything right now, or are you on hiatus?
I'm not on hiatus, but totally working. We're recording in August again.
Who are you recording for?
We don't have a label.
Do you want a label?
I'd rather run my own.
working in PR, do you tend to like the music you're working for? Are you just kind of stuck with it? Or do you have a say in who you work for?
It's gotten to the point where I'm beginning to have a say in who I work for. I'd say I don't like 35% of it. I'm ambivalent towards, I'd say, another 35%. No, 40% of it.
Who's your favorite band musically that you work for?
Musically? Okay.
Or you enjoy seeing, I should say.
There's a couple bands on our roster that are kind of smaller. There's one called What's Up, the kind of crazy proggy music.
Okay.
There's a couple we used to work with that we don't anymore that I like a lot. Dirty Projectors in particular, I think are awesome.
As someone that works in the music industry and someone that plays music, did you have this job when you started the band?
Oh, no.
Okay. Now that you have this job, are you glad you have this job?
Yeah, definitely.
Why is that?
Tons of connections.
Do you feel like those connections could actually help you?
They're going to.
Okay. In an ideal situation, what happens with your band?
Play in front of a lot of people all the time.
Okay. Do you want a tour? Do you want to be a studio band? What kind
of? We're a live band, pretty much.
How would you describe your music?
It's like jazzy, post prog math rock.
If you could tour with anybody, who are the two bands you tour with?
Battles and Tortoise.
All right. Were you here on Friday?
I was here on Friday. Yeah.
Did you see Tortoise?
Yes.
What did you think?
I wish they'd played for longer and gone on later, but I enjoyed it. I would rather see them in like a sweaty small bar, but I'll take seeing them. I've never seen it before, so.
Where do you like seeing bands in LA?
The Echoplex is cool. It's pretty big. The funny thing with LA is there's a lot of warehouse shows coming around because the economy kind of went down, and then all these warehouse spaces became super cheap downtown. So there's a lot of that stuff going on, which is really cool.
Does the poor economy affect your job?
No.
Would anything affect your job?
I have like three jobs.
What are the other two jobs?
I work in a real estate appraisal, and I also write as well. I used to, not so much anymore.
I'm assuming the real estate appraisal business is booming right now.
Yeah, back and forth. I mean, it's one of those things that always lasts because people always need stuff done.
What kind of stuff did you write?
I wrote for music.
Well, what kind of stuff? Like reviews?
Mainly interviews and features.
Anything that anyone know?
No, nothing big. LA stuff.
Do you still like to do that?
It's a weird conflict of interest at this point. Only when I want free tickets somewhere.
All right, it is Sunday at the Pitchfork Music Fest at 6 p.m. The Walkmen are finishing their set, and I am standing in the Threadless T-shirts line with Joe.
Hello, everybody.
Joe, where are you from?
New York.
Why did you come to the fest?
Music.
Have you been to this fest before?
No, it's my first time.
You came specifically to Chicago for the fest.
Exactly.
Are you with anybody?
I'm with a bunch of people, and we're scattered all over the place.
Who did you want to see?
M83, Mew, Flaming Lips, of course.
Were you here on Friday? Were you here on Friday and Saturday?
Yes, I was.
How'd you like it?
Thank you, guys. Friday was alright. National last night probably blew everybody away.
Okay. Would you come back?
Yeah, of course.
How does this compare to other festivals you attend?
I don't really go a lot of festivals. I'm not a fan of the outdoor fest, but this one is pretty well organized and pretty awesome.
Would you come back next year?
Yes, definitely.
Has the trip been worth it thus far?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If it's okay, you don't have to tell me. How much money did you spend coming here?
Maybe about $500.
Okay, and that is still worth it. Oh. Are you going to Lollapalooza?
No, I hate Lollapalooza.
Have you been to Lollapalooza in Chicago?
First two, I have.
Why was it
in
so
New York, I have been, yeah.
Why was it so bad?
I stopped after number two because too many people and the band started sucking.
Okay. Do you think it's worth it staying in the Threadless T-shirt line thus far?
I don't know. I'll see. Hope so. Hope it's worth it.
What did you think of the girl that just walked by?
She was a little drunk, but she was nice looking.
I'll end it with that. It is Sunday night at the Pitchfork Music Festival. It's about 7:30 p.m. Grizzly Bear is playing right now. Mew is at the other stage, and I'm with Stu in the first day tent. How are you, Stu?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Do you usually work these festivals?
This is my first time volunteering at this festival, but this is the second or third year that I know of them being here.
Do you work any other festivals?
I have not worked personally in another festival, no, sir.
What do you usually do?
For a living?
Sure.
I'm an EMT for a living, emergency medical technician, / also bartender.
Where do you bartend?
I bartend on the Odyssey.
Okay. What do you like more, being an EMT or a bartender?
EMT is life.
And bartending, you take it away?
Bartending is extra cash for the summer, waiting for school to start again.
What do you like about EMTs?
I like the people. It's a community of solid individuals who are certainly in the business of caring for other people, which describes my personality.
How long have you been one?
I've been an EMT since 1997.
What's the average length of an EMT? It's not that long, is it?
I started as an EMT in 97. I was an EMT for 3 years and then moved out of the state I've been an EMT now again for almost 6 months.
Okay. How long do you plan on being an EMT? Is it a physically draining job?
I plan on being an EMT for another month until paramedic school starts, which is a year, and it's in certain aspects. If you got to maintain a physical, a good physical fitness, a good mental outlook, it's something that you need to have. It's not draining. If you're in it, in the business, and care about the business, it's rewarding more than it is.
I'm guessing that this festival is a walk in the park compared to being an EMT.
Today it's been a pretty easy day. Gatorade seems to be the cure for everybody today.
The weather really worked out for you guys. So what has been the major issue for people today? Or all 3 days?
It didn't work the last 2 days, but today it's been simply just not keeping up on their fluids, not drinking water. It's been warm. People have been drinking alcohol, and they're not keeping up on their water.
Have you gotten to see any bands?
I've been walking around. I couldn't tell you the names of the bands. I'm waiting on the Flaming Lips to come up. But
is that who you're here to see?
Well, I'm going to go out.
Kind of?
I'm going to go out there and do my thing out there when they come up.
How long do you have? So when you say out there, are you supposed to just walk around and monitor?
It doesn't. Most of the action comes from here. Most people come to the actual booth. We have a mobile ambulance here, and we're all able to just walk around, and if anybody sees us, calls us over. We have our radios. We could call down here.
Would you work this festival again after this experience?
Oh, yeah. I love it. All the people here are really cool. It's cool to see everybody in all their different, like, alternative gears and their things, the tattoos and all of that. I would definitely do it again.
Would you have been here if it wasn't for working?
I actually went to this festival once before, so I don't know if I'd be here, but I actually knew of it before I actually got asked to volunteer.
And 1 to 10, how has your day been?
10.
Thank you. For sure. This is Todd from Chicago, and I just gave him a ticket to the Flaming Lips. Why did you want to come to see the Flaming Lips?
I've seen before. Great show every time. So I couldn't find a reason not to go see a Flaming Lips tonight.
How did you not have a ticket, but your friends had a ticket?
They got lucky, and someone hooked them up today around 5 o'clock.
And you've seen them before?
I have.
Have you been to the fest any other day?
I haven't this year, no.
Why not?
And I just didn't have time or money this year.
And so it's really a money issue?
Well, not usually not, but just other priorities right now. So.
All right. What do you hope they play?
I don't have any, no real expectations or hopes of any songs. Just whatever they play, and I'm happy with it.
All right, I'd like to thank Mike and everyone else that spoke with me on Sunday of the Pitchfork Music Festival. Sunday, the final day of the fest, was a wonderful day. The weather really worked out. It rained a few times, but just enough so people weren't that warm. The best band of the day happened to be the first band of the day that I saw, Frightened Rabbit. I am extremely glad that Mike told me to go to that show. Their record translated incredibly well to a live setting. I've been listening to it for about the past 6 months, and it was always good background music, but seeing it live, it really is completely different. They have this driving force that is really wonderful, and if a sequel to the film Once is ever made, this would be the perfect band to star in it. After that, I saw the Thermals again. The Thermals are a great band. They released one of the best albums of the last 10 years with The Body, the Blood, the Machine. But it just didn't... seeing them in a club is about 10 times better. So I highly recommend seeing the Thermals any way you can, but in a club is preferred. The Vivian Girls were exactly what I want them to be. They were both wonderfully loud and wonderfully consistent and just great. Just the Shangri-Las meets Nirvana meets My Bloody Valentine with the Ronettes. It's just great, good stuff. Mew was extremely powerful. Mew was on the side stage, and I wanted to check them out because Nine Inch Nails have them opening for their last few gigs, and I didn't really understand the connection on record, but seeing them live, it makes complete sense. It's just as dramatic as, say, Muse, but way more psychedelic and shoegazer friendly, and I'm sorry that I'm using so many buzzwords. And then, of course, the Flaming Lips. The Flaming Lips are the exact band you want to headline a festival. Even if you don't dig their songs, just the pounds of confetti that is spent alone, it makes it worth it. Pitchfork overall, 2009, a wonderful, wonderful festival. But here's the problem with Pitchfork and any other great fest. When you're there for 2 days, for 3 days for this fest, you don't really want to leave. Yeah, you're there and you're complaining that the beer lines are too long, or the restroom line is atrocious and it smells awful, and there's just weed smells everywhere, and you end up hating everybody. But as soon as you're gone from that and you're thrown back into the real world, you wish you were still there. ignoring bands that you would have otherwise paid a lot of money to see. So it's the double-edged sword. Once again, a wonderful, wonderful fest. For those of you that weren't able to make it, we do have photos on our Twitter page. No, that doesn't make sense. On our Flickr page. We have a new Twitter account, though. So that's at the at sign for Twitter, at YMTE. You subscribe to our Twitter page. The Flickr page, you could just view it through the youmethemeverybody.com website. And if you're listening to this podcast and have made it this far, you're probably interested in music. So please go check out the You, Me, Them, Everybody Chicago Music Podcast. And hopefully a lot of those bands you've heard on that podcast will be playing Pitchfork in the future. Way too many P's on that. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thanks to all the random people that talked to me at this event. I hope you like this episode. It's quite different than our other ones, but we will be getting back into the fold on the one-on-one interviews. And it'd be really nice if you could write me and let me know what you thought of this. Is it too long? Is it too short? Should we be doing more like this? Should we just stick to the interviews? Should I just quit altogether? Anyways, just there's a comment little thing at the bottom of the youmethemeverybody.com page. Go to that and tell me how we're either awesome or awful. And I'd love to hear your feedback. Once again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.